A cold wind blew easily through the thick oak trees that protected the palatial home on Hampton Road, pressing down the almost bare branches and forcing them back and forth in rhythmic fashion, blowing off the few remaining leaves, which were swept out into the open air. Some of the leaves were hurled to the ground, while others were caught in the draft and forced upward, landing on the roof of the picturesque two-story home and at the bare feet of a woman, who was standing alone in the cool nighttime air, high above the concrete driveway, wearing only a nightgown and robe. Below her, in the driveway, was Scarsdale Police Sergeant Vincent Jurrell, who arrived at the house around 8:30 p.m., the wailing sounds of a fire engine not too far behind in the distance. Jurrell spent several minutes trying to convince the woman to sit down, since the dark brown ceramic roof was pitched sharply, making it almost impossible for someone to stand on it without losing her balance. But there she stood, her toes pointed downward, her weight supported by the balls of her feet, performing a kind of balancing act as she looked up toward the starry fall sky, oblivious to the elements. Standing nervously behind Jurrell were three men. Just a half hour earlier, they had been sitting in the living room, discussing the woman's condition, a radio turned on in the background, a newscaster reporting that United Nations forces were battling the Chinese in Korea. With cigar and cigarette smoke slowly rising toward the ceiling, their quiet discussion about depression and paranoia had been interrupted by a loud scream. It came from a little boy, only 7, who had ventured into his mother's bedroom to see if she was comfortable. Instead, he found the bed empty, and he raced through the upper floors, frantically searching from room to room, then running down the stairs. He found his mother.
"Mommy! Mommy!" he said, panting. "Mommy's on the roof!"
"On the roof? Where?" said the boy's father, jumping up from his seat.
"In the back, over the garage. Hurry up," he said. "We have to get her."
The three men followed the boy, who ran toward the back of the home, out through the kitchen, and onto the driveway.
"Look, up there," the boy said, pointing.
The men could see her, standing above a second-floor bedroom window and far above the driveway, which was sloped downward, half a floor below the ground level.
"Bernice, Bernice, are you all right?" shouted one of the men. "You have to get down from there. Do you hear me? Walk over to the window and come back inside."
The woman slowly turned her head and looked down toward the men, focusing on her husband, but she did not reply. She stood there, staring intensely before taking her eyes off him and redirecting her blank gaze out beyond the trees.
"Somebody call the police," said the husband.
The call went out at 8:18 p.m., and the husband, wearing a pained expression on his face, greeted Jurrell upon his arrival.
"She's in the back, on the roof," he said.
As the two men took hurried steps, Jurrell asked why the woman was up on the roof in 35-degree November weather. The explanation was brief. His wife had suffered what appeared to be an asthma attack earlier in the day. The doctor gave her some prescription medication, which helped her fall asleep. The man said he was in the living room talking with his father-in-law and the doctor, thinking his wife was still asleep, when they heard his oldest son scream. Jurrell was now in the back of the house, looking up at the woman, knowing he had to get her off the roof.
"Ma'am, can you just sit tight while I come up there to help you back into the house?"
"No, I'm not ready to come in," she said.
"Are you okay?"
The woman didn't answer. The fire truck finally pulled up to the front of the house, and Jurrell yelled out for someone to tell the fireman to bring a long ladder. The fireman unhooked an extension ladder, and two of them, each carrying one end, headed down the driveway, the truck's flashing red lights, attracting several neighbors like moths to a porch light. They swarmed, gawking, from the side of the house, between the swaying oak trees. The lead fireman, Tom Langan, reached the back of the driveway, looked up, and could see that the woman was in trouble.
"Hey, Tommy," said Jurrell. "We need to get that ladder up there and get her down. She's not going to move herself."
"What's going on?"
"I don't know. Her husband and father were telling me that she had some kind of asthma attack and was on medication. They thought she was sleeping, but one of the kids noticed she wasn't in her room and found her up on the roof. I don't know what her condition is. She seems distant. Langan looked up and called out, telling the woman he was going to prop his extension ladder against the house in front of the garage and would pull the rope, raising the extension just high enough to reach over the gutters. "What's her name?"
"I think it's Bernice," said Jurel.
"Ma'am, please don't move. I'm coming up to get you," said Langan, who locked the ladder in place and began his ascent.